Penguin Random House Audio presents A Kingdom of Their Own, The Family Karzai and the Afghan Disaster by Joshua Partlow. Read for you by PJ Oakland. 1. A Rescue from Demons. The village of Kars sits amid grape fields in the low river valleys southeast of Kandahar, one of the last weak patches of green before the land empties into miles of flat desert browns. You can get there by the one paved road that runs down from Kandahar, a scorched outpost on the old Asian trade and conquest routes. Most of the people who live in Kars are sheepherders or peasant farmers. They irrigate their fields from generator-powered wells and dry their green grapes into raisins in mud structures perforated to let the hot wind blow through. The other business is brickmaking, and from where I stood at the entrance to the village, I could see black smoke drifting sideways from the towering sand-colored kilns, adding another layer of haze to the dusty air. One thing that distinguished Kars from the countless identical mud hut villages across southern Afghanistan was that it happened to be the ancestral home of the family of the then Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, the place from which they had taken their name. That was why I was standing exposed on that lonely country road, a foreigner sweating through his unconvincing Afghan costume of billowy brown blouse and matching pants, on the morning the president's favorite brother would be buried. An Afghan army Humvee had parked crosswise in the road, blocking my approach. In case anyone wanted to slip past, Afghan snipers wearing wraparound shades.